This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as our training camp coverage continues here on your home of the Cowboys, Nick Harris, coming up in just a second. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield, and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. On the hot seat, brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, wildforkfoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. It's your guy, Nick Harris, from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And a good afternoon to you, Nick. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Can you guys hear me?
We got you loud and clear, my man. Perfect. It is great to hear you. Congrats on hitting 50,000 followers on Twitter, by the way. You've been blowing up. Well-deserved.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I appreciate everyone
Let's
else.
Go. What's that? How do we follow you?
On Twitter, Nick Harris, FWST, give me a shout, and ask me some questions about training camp. I think I'm going to do a little Q&A later in the week and tell everybody what I've been seeing early on.
Well, I can't wait to talk ball with you right here. I know there's a lot of other drama going on, but man, what are you seeing and hearing from the offense that you like, and what are the benefits that we could see as a result?
Yeah, I think the offense, it's definitely a slow burn at the moment. You know, the quarterbacks are a little erratic on these first 2 days. I thought they were much more controlled today, but that's to be expected. I mean, these guys haven't put routes on air since their Georgia trip, which was the beginning of July. So it's been a few weeks, and, you know, coming out to California, air's a little bit different out here. Sorry, fellas. It feels fantastic. But I think as a few days go by and as the pads come on, this offense will find a little bit more synergy and it'll work out. But you've seen George Pickens active quite a bit. There hasn't been a disconnect between him and Dak Prescott too many times. There was one route yesterday where they were off page a little bit, but other than that, they look pretty good. CD looks pretty good. He had a tunnel screen that he took today to the house that he would not have been tackled on had there been pads on. Even put Kalen Carson in the dirt and then finish it off with a celebration with George Pickens in the end zone. So definitely exciting to see. I think you talk to these guys. They have the excitement too. There's a lot to like about this offense right now, but it's just going to take a few days for them to find some synergy.
Nick, I want to talk a lot of football with you, but you were right there for the post-game or post-practice conference with Diggs and with Micah Parsons. What were your takeaways? Because that was pretty much unlike anything I've ever seen in terms of a back and forth with a couple of players directing their shots straight at ownership.
Yeah, I got to give Micah and Trayvon credit because they're trying to beat Jerry at his own game, and that's negotiating with the media. We just got done talking to CeeDee Lamb, and he said, you know, I understand what's going on here. You know, I don't like the back and forth in the media and the negotiating with it, but that's part of it. He's like, I don't recommend it, but I get it. And, you know, he's fully in support of Micah. But back to the conversation from yesterday, from Micah's standpoint, it was the first time that I could really sense that there was doubt that he feels like a deal is going to get done. How much do I believe that he has doubt? I don't know about that. You know, you still ask me, I still believe a deal gets done with Micah Parsons. Granted, the team has a lot of control in this situation. If they choose to, they can let him play out this final year and then choose to franchise tag him going into 26. But I still believe that a deal gets done here. It's just a matter of time and when. Micah said that David Mulugeta has reached out to the front office. He's awaiting on an offer and a call back. He said it's going to take a grown man to call him back and get the deal done. So definitely some shots being fired from Micah's side. And then on Trayvon's side, you know, I wanted to ask him if he was surprised by that dock and pay, even though that clause in his contract, he knew about it. His agent knew about it. He said he was surprised. He said it hurt his feelings a little bit. And I, you know, that's one where I maybe have to look at the front office's side of things and be like, hey, you know, it was a clause in your contract. It's not an uncommon clause. Dak Prescott, Osa Digizua, CeeDee Lamb, they all had that same exact clause, and they were all here during the offseason. So, you know, from one standpoint, I understand Trayvon wanting to work with his own specialist, his own trainer, so he knows his rehab is being done to his likening. But at the same time, you know what your contract looks like, dog. You know, you gotta be able to honor that and expect the consequences that come with it if you don't. And one question that I definitely did want to ask Trayvon yesterday that I'm glad I got in, because I think there's some fan rhetoric that has built up over the course of the last 48 hours of, hey, when Trayvon gets healthy, does he demand a trade? And so I asked him, I said, are you still happy here? And he said, yeah, I'm still happy. I'm still happy with my brothers, with my teammates, wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So I thought that was a pretty interesting comment that he did make, just to kind of shoot down any, you know, concerns about him potentially wanting out at a certain time. But the leash is short for Trayvon Diggs. That's no question. He's going to have to really perform this year, or else we could be looking at Trayvon in a different uniform pretty soon.
You mentioned Diggs. There was no Bland today. Did anything stand out in the secondary? Anybody step up a little bit?
Kyir Elam, man, he looked good once again, and he had a pick on Dak Prescott. I didn't get video of it because it happened literally on the play after George Pickens had cramped up on the sideline, so I was focused on that. But Kyir Elam, once again, looking pretty good out here. Two pretty good days for him. And you know, you take it with a grain of salt, and I mentioned it during OTAs and minicamp, you can really only take these things with a grain of salt until the pads come on. That's going to be the really big test for Kyir Elam. But if you ask me right now, he is a comfortably in the driver's seat to be on that opposite side of Deron Bland when the season starts, if Trayvon Diggs is not available.
Nick, you had an opportunity to scout Donovan Ezeraku in from Boston College during when we were working on the draft show. Is he one of those guys that you saw the tape and now you're seeing him live? What's your impressions of him live?
Yeah, so far live, again, I want to see when the pads come on. That's sure. Really when I start looking in the trenches. And to be completely honest with you, Brian, I haven't put a lot of thought into the trenches so far. I mean, yeah. I look at get off and I look at, sure, you know, hand movement, things like that. And I've seen it from Donovan Ezeraku for right. Sure. But, you know, it's limited. And I can't say I've given a healthy evaluation of what he's looked like versus what I saw on tape at Boston College.
Yeah.
Just because even though he is more of the speed rusher type, the mm-hmm. the smaller type of edge rusher compared to some of these other guys, he's still pretty physical and
right.
He's quick. And
right.
Well, you see the quickness, but the physicality can't really show up until the pads come on. So, you know, I'm that's one of the players I'm most excited to see next week whenever it starts getting brute and physical out here.
Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us from Oxnard. Day two there, Cowboys camp. Brought us out there as well. We'll be out there on Monday. What about Jonathan Mingo and the receiver room? I know we chatted about that quite a lot. Felt like they were going to give Mingo every opportunity to earn that third receiver spot. What have you seen from him in two practices?
Yeah, it was a good day today for Jonathan Mingo. He was able to haul in receptions from Dak, from Joe Milton. Looked really comfortable with multiple different units. And I think that's really important when you talk about a wide receiver three type of role. And I think that's maybe where Jalen Tolbert had his growth stunted a little bit coming into year two, was a sense that he was, you know, getting all these reps with the first team. And then, you know, when the second team would come in, he would still kind of be behind the eight ball a little bit. But I think with Jonathan Mingo, he feels really comfortable with both squads, with both units. He's looked pretty good. And if they can get more out of Jonathan Mingo this year than they got out of Jalen Tolbert last year, man, this is going to be a dangerous receiving core. That's going to be a really fun group to talk about.
I kind of felt like that Tolbert had a couple routes today with those comeback routes.
For sure.
Where there was like he's driving up the field and then pivots and comes back and then the ball's right there.
Yeah.
Where he was able to you saw some separation with him in routes today.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because it was a good day for Tolbert too. And
yeah.
He had a few receptions yesterday as well. I mean, you could tell that him and Dak are heading into year four together. You see the chemistry
sure.
there. And you could also tell at times that it's still pretty fresh with Mingo. You got to think, whenever Mingo came into the situation last year, Dak was already out of the picture. So I think there's a time to be put into the Mingo-Dak connection. But I think that battle for wide receiver three, it's one of the more underrated fun ones that we're going to have here in Oxnard for sure.
It's Nick Harris at the Star-Telegram. If you had to bet, how many just straight run carries do you think Kevontae Turpin gets this year?
That's a good one. I think if, man, y'all might have to check me on this. I believe he had 17 carries last year. I would have to assume that that gets bumped a little bit more into the 20s going into this season. We've already seen it three times in 2 days here at camp. So I know it's an intentional effort. We talked about it with Turpin, and we talked about it with Schottenheimer today. They want to be able to maximize those holes, and they feel like Kevontae Turpin sees those holes and gets through them faster than anybody on the roster. You know, of course, that makes sense.
Yeah, and speaking of the running game stuff with like Turpin and stuff with the explosive plays, yesterday was kind of an explosive day with the offense running the football.
Yeah.
Today, I felt like defense got the better of it. Today, no pads again.
For sure.
But if you talk about fit and being in position and not having those big running lanes like they had yesterday.
And CD talked about it up here at the podium. He said, we've got to match the defense's intensity because the defense has certainly been the more intense unit through the first 2 days. And they've been punching at balls. They've been putting balls on the ground. And Schottenheimer said it earlier today's press conference. He said, this is going to be a team that will contend to lead the NFL in takeaways. He said, it's been an intentional effort from defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus to be able to punch at these balls, to be able to force takeaways. We've seen multiple takeaways on both days here so far at camp. So that's been good to see from the defensive unit because I still think there's so much to prove on the defensive side of the ball. I think the edge rusher department is probably the only one you don't really have a question about.
Yeah.
If you have a question, it's about who's starting behind Micah Parsons, and that's a good problem to have. Other than that, there's a lot of bad problems on that defense.
I kind of feel like that Murray's off to a pretty decent start for him, though. Maybe expectations were not as much, but the last couple of days, I kind of feel like that he looks like a guy that, as a veteran player, knows where he needs to be, tagging off and doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you could tell he's been in the league for quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you could tell he had a lot of experience even before he got into the league. That was one of the big calling cards that he had coming out of Oklahoma, was the experience he had at that position. But, I agree with you in the sense that when the pads come on, we're really going to find out about these linebackers because Schottenheimer's been talking up Jack Sanborn quite a bit. We've heard his name quite a bit as well. So Maris Leofau has gotten a lot of love from these guys too. So the linebacking unit is going to be interesting for sure.
Shotty said a lot of really interesting and fun things yesterday. It's going to be a physical ass camp. Today, he doesn't want it to be static. You know, is this going to look a lot different from a schematic standpoint?
He was talking about motions and pre-snap motions and being able to, you know, get guys, you know, kind of serving as eye candy before the snap. And we've seen that on multiple occasions so far in camp so far in these 2 days.
When it comes to the tight ends, we were wondering about Brevin Spanford. Does he go ahead and beat out Luke Schoonmaker? Another position you probably need the pads to come on, but like Ferguson, is he looking back to his old self? What do you think about that tight end crew right now?
Yeah, really good day for Jake Ferguson. That connection between him and Dak Prescott was on the money today. If I had to pick one pass catcher that I feel like had the best day, it was probably Jake Ferguson. He had a lot of receptions on multiple targets, over the middle of the field, on the sideline. It was good to see from Jake when you take into context the season that he had last year. And then talking about the picture behind him, I think Brevin Spanford is comfortably in the driver's seat to be that tight end, too. I think he's taken a step forward in the receiving department. They already trusted him in the blocking department.
Right.
Schoonmaker's got some ground to make up here, I believe.
Yeah, I think the thing that was interesting, Spanford, there were a couple of different times where Dak had to like roll to his left and Spanford along the sidelines. And the thing we were always worried about was how comfortable is Spanford catching the football?
Yeah.
You know, with the hand placement and stuff like that. Last couple of days has been pretty good for him.
Yeah, and I want to speak to that specific play you brought up there, Brian, and the one that Dak had to kind of roll to his left. I mean, he was working off script with Brevin Spanford.
Right.
That's so important for a pass catcher. If you're trying to build connection with your quarterback, if you're able to find him and work with him off script and know what he's thinking when you're 20 yards away from each other, I think that was more like a 10-yard gain. But nevertheless, that was good to see from Brevin Spanford because he was able to work off script with Prescott, and they were able to find each other along the sideline for a completion.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks again, man, doing a heck of a job, and I assume we'll see you next week when we get out there.
Absolutely. Bring the party, fellas. We're trying to have some fun out here now.
Let's go. Ready, buddy. We're ruddering it up.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, with you here in the G-Bag Nation. So much to talk about here, and Brian's down there. He's been watching practice the last 2 days. Our coverage brought to you by your friends at On Time Experts, Rhino Shield, and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar. There goes Nick on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat. WildForkFoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. Okay, we're coming back to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free all the way to the top. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live's coming up, but Broadus has a camp report, and we'll get that to you next here on 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Three the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It is the expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day coming up in about 6.5 minutes. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. We'll be having all the fun here. Let's continue to recap today's Cowboys practice and all the news coming out of Oxnard. Brought us his 520 camp update, brought to you by Treeline by Hillwood, a stunning new master planned community in Justin, Texas. Brian on the tennis courts, buddy. How we doing? Brian, we
doing
don't have,
very well. Yeah, doing okay. Very well. Thank you very much. I was looking down at my notes when you were talking about me. So thank you very much to our sponsors there and appreciate them being a part of this. I was listening to what Nick Harris was talking about, and we kind of agreed about the things that were going on a little bit better with the defense today against the runs and things like that. So really positive there.
I was wondering about when I was talking with Nick is,
go ahead.
Have the coaches asked you guys to not share details about the scheme?
You know, it's funny.
Is he trying to avoid that in the answers?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I personally just don't. I just say it. You know, I mean, I sit up there and watch practice, and if they're going to let me watch practice, and, you know, it's my job to analyze what they're going to do. I think Nick does that because of when he works to work with DallasCowboys.com.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of you don't want to be the guy, I guess, that's talking about scheme all the time. But nobody's come up to me and said, well, hey, Broadus, we're listening to you on the radio and you're talking about, you know, trading tight ends and, you know, motion, like yo-yo motion, like, you know, out in motion, stuff like that. So, yeah, I just guys line up in the backfield. I mean, you know, it's a little bit different when we're at the Star. Okay. And you know you're watching, like, getting ready for a game, that type stuff. You got to be careful with that. But I think in training camp and OTAs and stuff like that, this is kind of all fair game. I mean, this is what people want to know about. They want to know that, okay, are they using motion? Are they, you know, what are they doing defensively? Who's playing nickel? Who's the slot corner? Who's the, you know, I think everybody wants to know that. And you know, training camp is, you know, they let you film stuff. Yeah, like exactly. Like when we're at the Star watching practice, you cannot post anything while practice is going on. I mean, that in itself is like a no-no. But out here, I think everything's kind of fair game.
Yeah.
So I think Nick just had a flashback to when he was working with DallasCowboys.com.
Yeah, and you don't want to give away their secrets, and I know they've asked in the past, but in a training camp scenario where everything's on video, I think if you're an opposing team and you really want to know, you could find out really quick just by going on social and hitting Cowboys training camp, and boom, it's all there pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah, there's some guys and gals that post some really, really good content out here that, you know, if you want to go back and, man, I missed that play. And, you know, Nick was talking about maybe a throw that was made. I had a little bit better angle today with the, you know, some of the access to practice and stuff up in the stands, you know, because you could see it kind of open up a little bit more. Or if you have to, like, there's certain people you could follow that post a lot of content where you could just got to get an idea of, you know, really what's going on.
And I think one of the most interesting things about scheme right now, and Shoddy talked about it today, Brian, at his presser, is the under the center stuff. And he had like five or six reasons why he thinks it's better.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, that was very, very, you know, prevalent yesterday when, you know, it was, you know, with how they were practicing and stuff like that. And, you know, the practice was a lot more running the football yesterday than it was today. Like I say, today was more about the quick game and the stuff out of the shotgun. You know, get the ball to the receivers and then, you know, let them, you know, if you're faking that run and then trying to draw the defense in, and then get the ball to the flat. That was something I felt like that they did. I'll tell you something today, talk about scheme-wise, and I think this is where Eberflus is looked at what the Cowboys did defensively, because I don't know if this is something that he has done in the past. And remember Mike Zimmer and the double A-gap stuff with the linebackers?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember how effective Micah was with
really
the double
good.
A-gap stuff? I think that because today was we're only in day two, but I'm watching Sanborn and Murray step up in a double A gap. You know, they play with the wide technique, so they've got Osa playing a little bit wider as a three, that outside shoulder. They've got him almost playing as that four, where he's a little bit further, so the linebackers could take those A gaps, and that was a problem. I mean, that ended up being a problem. Osa was able to get on Tyler Smith, and Tyler had to battle that a little bit. But this was something that we saw with Mike Zimmer, that double A-gap pressure, and Micah being a big part of it. And so they might be working on it, even without Micah being here, they might be working on it just so when they have it, if they're going to get Micah back. But maybe that's something that he kind of got off what Mike Zimmer was doing with Micah and saying, okay, man, this is something I need to kind of borrow and make part of our scheme right now.
When it comes to the quarterbacks, I mean, Milton, we've seen John Michaud has done an excellent job with these clips.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had talked like, hey, if they got to play a game, like, is Will Greer going to be the starter? But Milton's getting a lot of run out there, as he should.
He's getting a lot of run, and he's one of those guys that they ran. Okay, here's another scheme thing. They clearly had an RPO where, you know, like last year we kept seeing where Dak hands it off. That, and then you watch the game tape the next day, and you're like, damn, if Dak would have just pulled it, he'd had a 8-10 yard gain there. And today Milton pulled it, and man, everybody was caved down to the inside, and Milton just took off on the edge, and then he was into the clear. So, you know, it's nice to see, but Milton, you can, the mobility, his ability just to flick the ball. He stands in the pocket and he just flicks it, and you can see it go about 30, 40 yards just with no effort at all. You know, his arm talent is really, really, really impressive.
All right, Brian brought us on the tennis courts in Oxnard. Our training camp coverage continues. Next couple of weeks, we'll be out there next week to join Brian along with Sean and RJ. Look forward to hanging out with our friends, Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Okay, gather round. Let me get my paperwork together. What's going on, Tolos? First-time listeners, last-time listeners, long-time listeners. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Let's get dirty. You see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on the social media. Lucius Alexander, L-U-C-I-O-U-S on Facebook. follow us all and find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, day number two for this champion audio. Champion sound. This is Beyond the Policy Podcast, covering everything Dallas. They had the great Dale Hansen on there. He's dry snitching on Jerry.
So Jerry Jones and I and a couple other guys, I think Jim Reeves is there, Mickey Spagnuolo, a bunch of reporters, we're going from bar to bar to bar.
Right.
Well, now it's like 2 o'clock, and they're closing this bar we're in, and Jerry said, let's go down to 6th Street in Austin, where the bars stay open, but they don't, you know, they can't serve, but the bars stay. I said, well, yeah, why not? I mean, I'm kind of keyed up. I said, well, I'll go.
Yeah, keyed up.
Jones said, I'm going to need drinks for all my guys. And the bartender, and I've used this line myself, and I love this line. Huh. Jerry looks at the bartender and said, I'm going to need drinks for all my guys. And the bartender said, I'm very sorry, Mr. Jones, but, you know, it's after 2 o'clock, and we can't sell alcohol. And Jerry looks at him without missing a beat and said, buddy, you either start serving my friends drinks, or I'm going to buy the bar tomorrow, and you're the first sumbitch I get rid of.
Yeah, I guess that'd get me pouring them,
yeah.
You know?
Reminds me. I'm gonna go get my boss on the phone, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it
I can't
is
make
up
that
to.
Executive decision there, drunk old man. Who are you anyway?
Yeah. The bar owner's probably gonna make that call because I guess it's up to a year in jail, a fine up to $4,000, and you might lose your alcohol license.
Ooh,
so that'd be tough.
Pretty strong.
That's back in like the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, it's probably a lot more now.
Okay. I mean, I'm talking about Jerry Jones. This story.
Early 90s, Lucius. Okay. That Austin trip would have been early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I was picturing this whole situation, and I, every time I see Jerry, his suits are too big. They're too big.
Yeah. Now, does he even wear a suit anymore?
Tailor that joint. When he was walking out the 7-Eleven with the 2 bottles of Josh wine. Keyed up.
It's like Talking Heads guy, you know, David Byrne with that big suit on.
Yeah, big ass suit, man. Get that tailored, bro. All right, I got a KC Masterpiece combo pack right here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Kevin has something to say at the beginning of training camp for 105.3 The Fan being out there, and I thought it was very poignant.
By the way, I apologize if this is any trouble. Just blame me. I made the mistake of looking at somebody on the fan text who said, are y'all afraid to talk about Gordo? No, I really want to talk about that real quick. That's a perfect example of how our stations are different. Gordo asked, he's phenomenal at his job. He asked a yuck fun question, and Jerry laughed it up with him because he knows nothing serious in terms of actual hard-hitting questions happens there. What happens when he's on at our station? He swore at us and threatened to fire Sean and RJ because we ask real questions to him. So
good clarification. I do like that.
Clarify that.
Good clarification.
Yeah, y'all didn't react too good to that, but I get it. Yeah, y'all should have gave a little bit more. Y'all was like, okay, no, I get it. No, all right.
Yeah, well, we're also the same show that goes into the Rangers clubhouse and asks the dong around questions.
I can't do too much.
I'm not out here necessarily trying to.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
We just had the Rowdy Tellez.
Somebody pull your receipts real quick and when you say something.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
Eric said, how about this play? Yeah. I did say a combo, KMC Masterpiece combo. Kevin almost got into an accident. A couple of weeks back, he told a story on the radio.
I was grateful, said a little mini prayer in my car. Thank God for letting that work out. But I was definitely looking at that car, and I was definitely tracking it. And about a minute or two later, that lady is not right next to me, but she's like a few feet behind me in the lane to the right, and she is just staring into her phone.
Oh.
Mm. And I'm like, bitch, you almost hit me.
Oh, my God.
Get off your phone. Bitch.
Oh, he gets so angry.
Wow.
But we've all been there.
He can't flip a switch.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like Heggie behind the wheel, you know, behind the mic, nicest guy on the fan. behind the wheel, raging.
Yes.
He's throwing a middle bird out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time or two.
Okay, all right. Maybe we got another little situation. Boom, 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 boom. It's another lady caught a stray. Aunt Janet caught a stray. Well, almost caught a stray. Almost. She was real close to catching a stray. Lady was talking to Siri while in traffic, trying to get a text message sent out. And then somebody swerved in the lane. Like the swerve in the corner. Whoa.
Hey, Siri, text Aunt Janet.
What do you want to say to Anne?
Actually, Jesus Christ! Are you kidding me?
It says, actually, Jesus Christ, are you f***ing kidding me? Send it?
No.
Okay, canceled.
Send now.
That's like me talking with ChatGPT on like the fourth attempt for them to make me some decent piece of art. I start cussing at the robot sometimes.
Frustration.
Yeah. And I almost got in a wreck yesterday. Thankfully, like the beeping warning system on these new vehicles is amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine like going backwards now to not having that because I've become accustomed to just like, it'll let me know, you know? I'm going to go ahead and bang out this text. Yeah. I'm only going 40.
I'm good.
It'll give me a beep at least 50 yards out.
Yeah, that backup mirror has me.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the backup mirror in your car, I got to turn around.
I'm lost.
I got to use mirrors, bro.
How do I do this?
Give me that video, man. Put the video right there in the console for me. I can just see it backing on up. And I hate when it doesn't react fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the one where you change lanes and it beeps in your seat. Like you could feel like, we got one of these trucks out here today, you know, I got for all of us for the week, is it every time you change lane, it beeps in your seat. Mm. Like you could feel what lane you're moving in through your seat to let you know, like, oh, I need to, okay.
Like your cheeks are beeping?
Yeah, well, it vibrates.
Mm. Like cheek.
Right cheek, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys play this at all. Let's go to SEC Media Day. Savannah Avery from
just means more.
KOMU Channel 8 Sports.
Missouri.
Covering the Missouri Tigers.
Missouri Tigers, yeah.
This kid named Zion Young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they were talking about alpha males. I think alpha male conversations are really cringe and weird.
Okay.
I really do. But she was trying to get down to the bottom of it, Miss Savannah, and my man Zion Young explained it to her, or kind of explained it to her.
You guys kept throwing around the term like alpha males in your locker room and within your team. Is that a thing, or can you elaborate a little bit more on that and what that means?
This is a quick. Would you rather date that's the only do an animal example. If you're in a tiger, would you want to date a cat? No, you don't want to date a cat. You wouldn't want to. Well, of course, it's tigers. A cat. It's a bigger version of it. It's the cat. You know, it's all around the stuff. But you wouldn't want to date a cat, though. Not something we bring. Nah, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's the difference. Like, it's more so of like, not in day. I mean, alpha male, like, who? That's what we're recruiting. That's what we're standing on. Guys is alpha males. Guys is where their feet at. And guys is very vocal and want to compete, you know, and have an edge on them. You know what I mean? So that's more so being specific. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to date a cat. You would rather date another tiger, right? Or a lion. Something more manly.
Missouri Tiger, stand up.
Wow. Took a while to get
fantastic
there.
Fantastic education going on out there in Missouri, baby. I'm telling you what.
Really well said.
Starting to hear what you're saying with the cringe thing.
Oh, wow.
All right, that's it.
I mean, a pretty gal, maybe to throw him off. You know, sometimes that happens to guys.
It can.
I mean, especially if you're not an alpha.
Did he stumble out of the blocks for a good 10, 15 seconds
there?
Yeah,
he was stumbling and fumbling, bro. He picked the ball back up, and it fell out his hand again. Still and, you know, footballs, you got to chase
follies.
Them. They look crazy when they, you know, chase a football.
Man. Usually only hear an answer like that in a legal cannabis state, you know? Yeah.
This is a quick. Would you rather date
it's like a pop quiz. Y'all say this.
Is it our one-time champ, the Dale Hanton story? Is it the KMC combo platter? Kevin had a line to open training camp and almost got in a car wreck, and apparently let the gal know right there at the red light. Siri texting Aunt Janet. Or SEC Media Day, Savannah Avery asking about an alpha male there in Mississippi. I'm going to go with Siri texting Aunt Janet. Chief, how about you?
Give me the alpha male.
Yeah, Missouri Tigers, stand up.
It's 2-1-1. Woolchuck?
You're going to me now?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the combo platter.
Okay, we're 2-1-1, Brian.
I think the guy had questions maybe if she was really dating a guy or a gal. Maybe that's what he was worried about there. So I'm going to go with the Missouri Tiger, please.
By a score of 3-1-1, oh. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion is the SEC Media Days, the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
I can't talk the way I want to talk after saying you said something like that, bro. I just can't,
I think he had some questions. I think he had some questions. About?
All right, man, it's a butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Fire up his funk. It'll make it dance what up, some though? Everything.
We just stopped at Bush's and got us some Bush and meat. Two Bussy sandwiches, some extra Bussy juice for my Bussy burger, and it got me a Bussy Carolina pulled pork sandwich and a Bussy chopped brisket sandwich. We got a whole big thing of Bussy meat.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
Yes.
Bussy. Shout out to Bucky's, or as we call them in the Alexander residence, Busey's. Yeah. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. It is a butt naked Wednesday here. Welcome in Tolos. Welcome in first time and last time listeners. Hey, peace to the gods and earths. Peace to the gods and earths, son. You did that math today. I think it's power refinement, bro. I think it's power refinement. Your man's nose. Peace to the gods and earths. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Now, I know we covered this, but did you guys ever watch the train wreck poop cruise?
Yes.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Wow. I watched it last night. Y'all watched it, bro. I might be totally out on cruises from this point on.
I thought you had seen it because you had dropped the chef lasagna.
I watched that whole a little bit of it, but I didn't get all the way through that like I was supposed to.
Yeah,
there was a long ordeal.
It was long.
Yeah, the chef was the highlight of it though.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was standing there like ankle deep worth of pool water.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It was really, you got to watch it. It's so nasty.
But the guy who refused to use the blue bag, and then he's like circling the whole boat just to find a workable toilet, like that was me. I would have been that guy.
That would have been me for sure. Man, yeah, it was really, really nasty. And I might be all the way out on cruises from that point on because it's not random. There was 130 people just caught some type of stomach virus. That means they all had diarrhea on the Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yep.
That just happened, fam.
Yep.
Yeah, so I might be out, bro.
So we have at least two of these situations over the last couple of years. That's too high of a hit rate for me.
Shoot, yeah.
to risk it.
That poop cruise, the Caribbean one, was like last week. Imagine that. Everybody just catching diarrhea all at the same time, bro.
Like Legionnaire's disease, stuff like that?
Yeah. It's some type of norovirus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's airborne.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Speaking of watching things, too, there's a documentary you guys are sports fans, and Tolo's your sports fans. I know you are, that you wouldn't be listening to this. There's a documentary called Going, Going, Gone, The Magic of Home Runs. It's free on Roku. Free on Roku. Going, Going, Gone, The Magic of Home Runs. Comedian Roy Woods is the host of this documentary. And they're just basically talking about the history of the long ball.
Fascinating history, because early on, the fences were so far back that you'd have to run around the bases. Yes. And then they kept bringing them in, and then they started flying out. It was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But there were only like 5 or 10 a year until Babe Ruth, right?
Yes.
Babe Ruth was the first guy to really do it a lot.
Yes. So go catch it. Check it out. Going, Going, Gone, The Magic of Home Runs. I think the home run is the greatest way to score in any sport.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
I can't think of one better.
No, it's definitely the best.
And I love a pick six. I love, especially when the DB has you cornered. You know what I mean? And then ever since the directions just change, bam. Yeah. I love that.
The suddenness.
Yeah, I love a kick return, punt return. I love those, but not like a home run. You hear that crack. And then everybody's just frozen time looking where that ball's going. I love that, dog.
Especially now they can celebrate.
Yes.
And it makes it even better.
Yes. All right, let me see what I got for you boys. Boom. Na-na-na-na. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. NFLPA executive fired. Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, we mentioned it on Friday. Yeah. That was a wild story.
Here's a quick mention. Yep. Mr. Lloyd Howe Jr. Howell. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We talked about his entertainment budget, mm-hmm. right?
This was all shots $1.50. Grab your favorite waitress. Yeah. On the back two stage. Lloyd, welcome to center stage.
Boy, yeah, he was loving it. Lloyd was getting, he had it in charge. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Magic City, $2,400 he uh-huh. spent at Magic City. Yeah. That includes ATM withdrawals of $200 and $525 for the VIP rooms. Yeah. How much money was this man making?
I don't know, probably half a mil. Couple mil?
It's got to be more than that. Yeah, got to be more than that, bro.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably a couple, two probably or three million. Million.
Now,
yeah.
I thought you could expense strip club trips if there's like, you know, because that's how business gets done in some places.
That's what a lot of the text was referring to. Is I guess the NFL, this was kind of frowned upon. And the car service was also astronomical.
The car service was crazy. My man landed about 11-something at night in Fort Lauderdale and took a $738 car ride straight to Tootsie's in Miami. And I don't blame him because Tootsie's goes hard, fam.
He was doing it right. You know, he knew, definitely knew where the good stuff was.
$738. You should have paid that out of your pocket if you're getting $7 million. I mean, whatever.
Oh,
more.
No, absolutely.
Looks like $4 million was
$4
million.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably just in football, like, favors of this kind are how you socialize. You know, sure. For some people, sure. For some organizations, like, this is the fun time at night, right, where we go and do these kinds of things. So,
bro, this is how sales managers here get things done at car lots, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's definitely a good lubricant for business. You know, you get some people feeling good and having a good time and feel like, man, the next time I hang out with that guy, we're going to have a good time. I want to go talk to that guy about business. I just think it's pretty normal. I feel like he had to have been not doing a great job. And this happened.
Yeah, I think that Carlisle, his consulting situation, his part-time job with the Carlisle Group probably messed things up, too. And they probably want to get him out of there, in a sense, and use that as a thing to do.
Yes. Like, you know, there's a lot of calendar shoot photos that have been unscrupulous over the years in pro sports, but the NFL wanted Daniel Snyder out, so that became a big story in the Washington Post.
This poor guy, Lloyd Howe Jr., send your thoughts and prayers out to Lloyd. Send your thoughts and prayers out to him and his family, because I know his wife is on his behind when she looked at that expense report. Said, "What? Well, so you lost your job because you went to the strip club? Matter of fact, you went from the airport straight to the strip club and VIP."
Yeah, that's a honey.
It's hard to explain to old lady.
You won't
fam.
Believe it. You know what these people that I have to socialize with are into? They demand I go there. They say that's where all the business meetings are. I couldn't believe it. You know.
VIP rooms.
Why don't you just come out of your own pocket?
He should have came out of the pocket.
You know, this is like a 10 grand trip. Just go get all the money, keep it on you, and then just work off cash.
I think the only answer would be because he thought it would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't think you would do something like that out in the open if you thought this could get me fired. And Common sense would say a $10,000 strip club fine would get you fired.
I'm sure we got some people out there to do business. Text in, though, if you have been able to expense strip club stuff. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of it a lot. That's why they have like cool names.
Yeah.
When you get your charge back,
it's like Charles's Shoe Shop.
Yeah.
You know, or something.
Dolly's Diner.
Yeah,
like, okay.
Exactly. It's names that aren't the normal name. So yeah. I don't know about people. Like I say, they try to protect you on that. But if you feel like it could be a problem, just go out of your back, go out of your pocket and make it up another way.
Yeah, if you're addicted like that, bro, you got to go ahead and go out of pocket. Here's another. I didn't know that you could not expense the strip club stuff like that because it's still an entertainment restaurant, especially if they're serving food and whatnot. But here's another thing I did not know. Two Denver strip clubs were sued over house fees. Now, when you, as a stripper, you show up and you pay a house fee, $25, $15, whatever, to start your day, but they got sued.
Two of Denver's most popular strip clubs are getting dressed down for wage theft, misclassifying dancers as exempt from laws on hourly pay and forcing them to pay a house fee before getting on stage. The Denver Auditor's Office is ordering Diamond Cabaret and Rick's Cabaret to pay nearly $14 million in restitution penalties to those dancers and other workers. The audit found that the clubs violated, quote, nearly every applicable provision of Denver's minimum wage and wage theft ordinances. We sent our Mark Salinger to the strip clubs to investigate. He hasn't come back.
He hasn't come back.
You knew that was happening. Uh-oh. You knew that.
Yeah, I only played that for that last part, really. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Butt Naked Wednesday. There's some hotties. Well, thotties in Ohio on the run. Run, girl. Well, maybe they're not on the run, but the police of Richmond Heights are looking for their asses. Literally. These women decided to climb on top of a police car, and they got to shaking that fish basket, got the popping that whopper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or as you might call it there, brothers, got to twerking that whopper plopper.
Whopper plopper.
And that whopper plopper on them.
That thing, yeah. Got a lot of movement in that.
Yeah, police are looking for them. AI got them. Check this out.
One of them climbed up on the push bumper and began to dance on the push bumper. And then another two females came walking around the other way as well, climbed up on the side of the car. One was standing about right here.
She's getting surrounded by hoes. They just climbing on the car, start twerking and everything. He said one came here, there was two on this side.
Dancing on, standing on and dancing on the hood. And then another one then climbed up on the wheel and then onto the hood of the cruiser as well. There's a small dent and a little crease here. You can see the...
I wish you could see this video because my man is pointing at his car and showing you the creases and everything that the hoes did with the twerking.
You can see the cheek dimples right here.
My knee was over here.
Is that hail damage? No, sir. That was ass.
Decided to fix that at this point in time. And then there was a pretty significant scratch that was about probably from here to here.
And you were able to somehow identify at least one or two of the people who were doing this. How'd you do that?
Correct.
With the help of the Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center, they were able to identify the women using facial recognition software called Clearview AI.
They also then do a little bit further investigation into social media accounts and other databases like that to try and further confirm the identity.
Clearview AI is coming for you. It can look at your face and get your social medias and all of the other stuff. Identify you that fast? Clearview? What is Clearview AI? I need to add that to my Meta glasses so I can just look at you and get all your information. Pow, 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 pow.
Man, I've been looking at those. Should I get them?
Pow. Yeah, they're cool.
They sound incredible.
They're cool. They be talking to you. They're cool. And the AI little thing, Clear Eye View, whatever it's called, they're coming for you fire poppers. You firework poppers.
Oh, no.
Yep. If you got the firework videos out there, delete them joints right now. I seen a little thing said they look for you.
Wow, retroactive? They're going to come get
looking
you?
Looking for you, bro. Popping them black cats in the middle of the street.
Ice shows up, knocks on your door.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh. Yeah, they looking for you, dog, so be careful. Big Shaq was hating. Y'all seen that?
No, who's he hating on?
Klay Thompson.
Oh, he put the old over under.
You think it's Gal?
Yeah. Shaq don't like the fact that he's... Klay Thompson got him a little summer love.
Tyson was the star of that clip, though, wasn't he?
Say what?
Mike?
Yeah, Mike was... Yeah.
Somebody shot him for us, so you know it's good.
Shaq, did you see the news about the new hot couple?
Who?
It is Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion.
Who's Klay Thompson, though?
Plays basketball. He was in the Warriors. He's one of the greatest shooters of all time. He's now on the Dallas Mavericks.
Really?
And he's with Megan Thee Stallion.
Really?
6 weeks.
I'm the thing.
Damn!
6 weeks. Shaq hating.
Shaq is hating. I mean, what's new, though? I'm a Penny fan. I'm a Kobe fan. What's new, though? Shaq do be hating, bro. Yeah.
6 weeks.
I'm the thing. I'm not going to say nothing. Weeks. My kid, I can't six weeks.
So what Shaq is doing, he's setting the line, our DraftKick sportsbook line, at the summer.
Six weeks.
You don't see it lasting into the fall.
6 weeks.
Dang.
What did it surprise
listen,
you?
Come on. No. I don't know. Listen, man. She got shot for that. That might be last a long time. You know, 6 weeks ain't nothing. She got shot, so you gotta give her some credit, right? You gotta give her a little credit that he might got some staying power with that.
I would.
Staying power.
He's tripping. Oh. Yeah, Mike's tripping, bro. He's tripping right there. But shout out to Klay Thompson, man. Shooters shoot. He went and got him one.
Yep.
She went and got him one. He's an introvert, too. He's a chill little introvert guy. She seems totally opposite, so who knows? Maybe opposites attract them.
Their workout videos are pretty funny.
Maybe she might get on his nerves at some point. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows what Clay's got going on, like, with his personal life and his game and everything. I thought he might be in over his head a little bit, you know? But that was my first read on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot to deal with, that, Mr. Clay. I'm just telling you, bro. That's a lot. And it's very active.
Yes.
It moves around. But
a lot of fans.
But he wears that little captain hat.
He sure
captain
does.
Captain hat. He's captain.
I'm the captain. He wears that captain hat. He might be able to handle those waves, if you know what I'm saying.
I love it. A lot of motion in that ocean.
He might be able to handle it, bro.
The eye of the storm. He'll stand tall.
Shaq hating, though.
Yes, dude.
Shaq hating, though.
It's weird when he's talking about younger ladies, like whether it's Angel Reese or Megan Thee Stallion or something. It just seems like he's thirsting.
Oh, that Angel Reese one is so weird.
Yeah,
you had on shorter that's shorts. Yeah. You got rebounds. The numbers will go crazy.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Don't let them get to you.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Peace.
Shoot, yeah, great job. LA Live. It is every night 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. It means a proper round tripper is in the making. Well, Chuck, what do you got?
We got an update on Kyle Higashioka and that hammy. Plus, we got a deadline rumor. That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.